Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Jim Caviezel, the Count of Monte Cristo, the Passion of the Christ, decided some time back to tell the inside story on child trafficking. He partnered with Tim Ballard lately to release a film titled Sound of Freedom, and it appears the movie is bringing attention to child trafficking in a big way, much to the chagrin of, well, let's just say, the wicked pedo child trafficking crowd. It's also being used to bring attention to something called adrenochrome. What's that? Well, to get started, here's an article that calls it Bunko, which in today's awakened environment all but proves it's not. Find it in my notes. Before 1979, Iran was known as Little America in the Middle East. I'm going to tell you a short story about a little girl named Annie Cyrus, and the moral of the story will interest and inspire you. The tower builders are getting panicked, and this time they might just go berserker. Yeah, the one-worlders are marching forward with their agenda, constructing the beast's infrastructure for his rise to power. My friend, the Lights On Banquet is scheduled for 2024, and I'm excited to reintroduce that awesome event here in Santa Maria, and I have a date for you now, Friday, April 19, 2024. Registration will open in March. Set aside that date on your calendar and plan to attend the Lights On Banquet. Every ticket purchase will include an entry into the God and Gunslinger Home Defense Kit as a gesture of appreciation for your attendance. Sponsored by Pat Nickel and Pat's Automotive here in Santa Maria, with help from Rangemaster in San Luis Obispo, who helps us secure the gun. And we're thinking about an AR for this one, who knows? A genuine leather-bound Bible, at least one of my books, probably the newest release at that time. You'll enjoy Lou's Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner. Sponsored by Lou Silva with Habit Wired and Sarah Green of Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation in Napomo. And you'll enjoy a marvelous dessert prepared by our own Emily. Teaming up with a bonus this year, we'll have a special treat from Bree Soto of 805 Cookhouse. Our special guest will be announced later, and of course, the main event, the Brain Masseur, will present a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. April 19, 2024, mark it on your calendar, the Lights On Banquet. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Jim Caviezel, Count of Monte Cristo, Passion of the Christ, the TV series Person of Interest, and some others, decided some time back to tell the inside story on child trafficking. I remember not long after Passion was released, that was 2004, I think, Jim went viral with a post revealing his own personal experience related or connected to the child trafficking and adrenochrome thing. I probably could find the link to that social media post that I saw, and I probably downloaded a copy of it, but I don't have time to do that right now. But I did find it's impossible to find that clip today. Have you noticed that if you search the internet for certain topics using certain keywords, after about four or five searches, you start getting really bogged down with increasing latency? Yeah. And then you change up the search, right? Remove the sensitive terms, and voila! It's back to Speedy Gonzalez. I really miss old Speedy. Anyway, I remember it vividly. Jim was being interviewed, and he was talking about this adrenochrome thing, and he was asked if he witnessed it. Well, he explained he had not witnessed the torture of the children, or their murder, or the draining of their blood for the substance, but he did hear their screams. He got that close to it. He said it's something that haunted him. And more recently as during an interview with Steve Bannon on War Room just, what, a week or so ago, Jim has claimed that multiple sources that he can only say are anonymous whistleblowers from inside some of our three-letter U.S. institutions have confirmed this to him. And that is confirmed that this is being done. And what is that exactly? Well, first of all, understand that it's all a conspiracy theory, okay? You understand, it's a lot of rumblings from the netherworld of news. Yeah, you know, the unpredictable rumor seascape of what are dismissed as conspiracy theories, declared to be so by the same people that told us that one, you know, about Hillary, who, with the assistance of Obama, the FBI, the CIA, attempted a coup against the sitting president by falsely accusing Trump of being a Russian agent and colluding with Russia to steal the election from Hillary. Or, you know, that one about Hunter's laptop revealing secret deals between his daddy Biden and foreign powers, and that, you know, being all fake news. Russian disinformation, remember? Upon the authority of a letter signed by not less or not fewer than 50 former government intelligence officials. Well, that sounds very official. Do you remember that one? Or how about that bit about Biden selling policy favors to foreign powers like China? What? Or Ukrainian oligarchs, like the guy that founded and ran Burisma. You know, stuff like that, where he got a job doing nothing. But anyway, stuff like the COVID virus released from a lab in Wuhan, China. Ha, 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 ha. Or that CCP has been paying Biden millions of dollars for, let's just say, services rendered, shall we? So tell me, Mr. Lib, how many so-called conspiracy theories concocted by your media darlings have to be proved to be true conspiracies before you start kind of maybe waking up to the fact that you're being lied to constantly? You understand what I'm saying, right? I'm talking about all those conspiracy theories, the ones that keep turning out to be true conspiracies, you know? Well, anyway, out there in that netherworld of conspiracies, there is this story that keeps coming up. It just keeps, you know, bobbing up to the surface. You know, like a bloated body bobbing up and drifting ashore. Like that Russian energy executive who was found washed up to shore there in Russia. Another Putin ally, by the way, who mysteriously disappeared. I mean, it's getting to be almost as dangerous to be a Putin ally as it is to be a witness in a Clinton scandal. right here's a list of 71 of those. Yeah, in my notes. But that's just another conspiracy theory. Like my favorite, John F. Kennedy was assassinated by our own CIA. That's another one that just would not go away, right? Truth is stubborn like that. This adrenochrome thing just won't go away, folks. It just keeps coming back up. And coming back up with a little more detail being revealed along the way. And that's usually the way this works. And so understand, and don't get excited, all I'm doing is relating the conspiracy to you. That's all. I'm simply letting you know what these particular conspiracy theorists are saying when it comes to this adrenochrome thing. They're telling us that many of these children that are disappearing, 85,000, I understand, lately, these children that are disappearing are being used in this some bizarre satanic ritual and then be killed and then drinking their blood. It's about injecting a chemical called adrenochrome, a chemical that is, I think Jim said, 10 times more potent than heroin and has a sort of mystical quality benefit that makes you look younger, doesn't it, Bill Gates? Isn't that how it goes? Yes. Yeah, that's it. That's the conspiracy theory. And the torture inflicted, supposedly, increases the adrenaline that produces a high concentration of this chemical in the blood, which, of course, scientifically would be true, wouldn't it? And that's the point of the torture. And the problem is, well, it's an old supply and demand thing, you know? You need a constant supply. And that's where child trafficking comes in to this conspiracy, right? The trafficked children are used first as sex slaves, and all the money that can be made out of them is made. And then when they're worn out and used up, they're given over for organ harvesting. Yeah, that's another part of this. And then some of them are given over to these Satanists who terrorize them in order to increase production of adrenaline in their blood before they are sacrificed ritually and their blood taken or ingested by these fiends of hell. But of course, then there are the more enlightened ones among them who bypass the whole devil in a robe with a knife thing, and they just torture the children, then collect the chemical by syringe from the base of their limp neck and spinal column. A while dead, of course. I mean, come on. They wouldn't be so cruel as to extract this while the kids were alive. I mean, really. The elites have a name for this cocktail youth elixir. They call it ambrosia. Or they just mass-produce the stuff, you know? Yeah. Any product that brings such a high profit like this, well, it's going to inspire some industrious entrepreneur to find a way to increase production, don't you think? And so we're told in this article that's telling us about these revelations that government agents have revealed to Jim that a barrel of body parts of children, including their blood, the adrenochrome in the blood, and all the parts that are in the mother's womb goes into a plastic barrel that is sold for $77,000 a barrel. And this is shipped to bio labs in Ukraine and elsewhere. And the same kind of rationale, medical rationale that has a guy like Fauci talking about, yeah, well, the risk of the accidental release of an enhanced virus is worth the possible benefit of the same kind of thinking is at work here. It's all right here in this article, accompanied by a video of Jim relating these things to Bannon on War Room recently, by the way. Anyway, Caviezel plays the part of former Homeland Security agent Tim Ballard in this film, Sound of Freedom. It tells a story of Ballard rescuing a trafficked little girl, and it's described by Jim as being like Taken. Have you seen that one? Pretty intense. It appears this movie is bringing attention to child trafficking in a big way. Its wide reception is shocking the lefties. $10 million in revenue from presale. Wow. Sound of Freedom topped Disney's opening of their new Indiana Jones at the box office? Really? It's stunning to the Ragers. You have the Christ-hating band breakers and cord casters, all right? Hitting them like a 50,000-volt taser shot to the groin. Here's one guy writing for We Got This Covered. His name is Wait, W-A-Y-T, and he simply just can't get his head around how a movie like this, I mean, using actors like Caviezel, could compete with Disney using actors like Ford. He calls the studio releasing this film, which is Angel Productions, by the way. He refers to them as a faith-friendly production company, in quotes, by the way. He compares Sound of Freedom's release to 2,600 theaters to Disney's, quote, more widely marketed Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, end quote. Didn't tell us how many theaters it was released to. But all other sources say Sound of Freedom not only kept up with the Joneses, but beat Disney. When it comes to cost of production, well, Wait doesn't bother telling us what Disney spent. A few hundred million, maybe? That's typical. But pointed out that Angel Productions invested a cool $14.5 million and then said, quote, they'll have to pay that back to their investors, end quote. What? As if that's a point to be made? I mean, as if the money that Disney invests, even though it's their own, doesn't have to be recaptured from sales? These people. And it gets even more obvious. Wait admits the film has achieved the coveted A-plus cinema score, but adds dismissively, quote, although that's pretty common for a faith-based title, end quote. Really? Well, thank you. I didn't know that. After pointing out scandals, he warns, hopes, will hurt the movie in the long run. Wait gets to the problems with using an actor like Caviezel, and he says, quote, there's also Caviezel himself to worry about. The actor has been pushing unsubstantiated conspiracy theories while doing press for the film, including that liberals are trafficking kids to obtain the chemical compound adrenochrome, end quote. Well, okay, Caviezel never said liberals are the ones doing this stuff. Why would Wait make that assumption? What does he know we don't? Well, why would you assume only liberals do this, or assume that we think only liberals would do this sort of thing? Of course, when you consider what liberal ideology looks like today, I guess it does make sense a liberal would make that assumption, huh? I mean, it's true, isn't it, that Newsom wants to allow for babies to be murdered up to, 28 days after they're born? Wyatt concludes, some advice for faith-based studios. Quote, if faith-based studios are interested in having longer holds at the box office, they might consider refusing to back projects that star actors who think Pizzagate was real, end quote. Oh, huh, I forgot that one. another conspiracy theory that just won't go away. Like that thing about our own CIA being directly involved in the assassination of an American president, John F. Kennedy.
Folks, I've gone a bit long in this segment. We're going to skip the break and just roll right along.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the White House, your brain masseur, Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church where we are, singling to enemies on the march. And enemies that would steal from us our liberties. Friends, I'm having some trouble with my microphone lately. So forgive me if the sound quality is not good as we'd like it to be. All right, let's get on with it. You know, before 1979, Iran, or Iran, was known in the Middle East as Little America. The people enjoyed American liberties with a constitution in place that was practically a copy of ours, with one difference, no Second Amendment. Now, let me tell you about an American named Annie Cyrus, who grew up in this Islamic Republic of Iran. Annie was born in 1983. A few years after the Islamic Revolution in 1979. She was born into an Islamic country, therefore, where it was legal for a man to marry a child, really at any age, if the father and grandfather agreed, and to consummate the marriage at 9 years old or older. 9 years old, folks. Now, of course, that bit about Muhammad's 9-year-old wife, well, you know, that's just anti-Islamic propaganda, right? But that's the law in Iran. So, Annie's father was a sheikh, and that's a cleric on one level above an imam. Annie's mother was a very active Muslim woman that taught the other Islamic women how to live in obedience to the laws of their religion. Annie had a very strong will. When she turned 13, she had become wild by the standards of that culture. I mean, she was doing things like singing loud in public and wearing nail polish. Crime is punishable under Sharia law. Now, this was a constant embarrassment to her family, so her daddy sold her to some man for $50 and a month's supply of opium. Now, the family was not poor. Now, daddy did not do this for the sake of money or even for his habit. He did it to get rid of the shame that his daughter was bringing to the family. Now, I worked among the gypsies for about 4 years in Southgate. How that came to be is a great story I'll relate another time. But before I understood gypsy culture, I attended a meal with one of our members, Steve Thomas. When the meal ended, the floor was cleared, and the young girls were brought to dance for all of us. It was all men, by the way. The ladies couldn't participate in that. But so all of them were gathered around the floor, and the little girls were brought out to dance for us for our entertainment after our meal. The dances were folk-type dances. There was nothing lewd at all. Nothing untoward. Traditional gypsy dances, specifically for children. Not like the gypsy dances you would see on a TV or something, on a movie. Anyway, I noted nothing at all untoward about the whole thing. It was actually very charming. And I was enjoying the whole thing when suddenly, what turned out to be the father of one of the children, jumped in front of me and all excited, pointed at me and shouted, 5250, 5250 for you. So I don't know what's going on here. I'm totally confused. And my host, Steve, who was sitting right next to me, he groaned, he shook his head, and he said repeatedly, oh, pastor. And I don't know what's happening. So I asked him, I said, what's this guy talking about? And Steve told me he was offering to sell his daughter to me for $5,250. Now, of course, I'm shocked at the whole idea of anybody selling their daughter at all. But I have to say, $5,250 struck me as kind of odd. And I said, he wants to sell his daughter to me for $52.50? And Steve laughed at me. And he said, but the daddy wasn't laughing, by the way. That guy was serious. But Steve told me, he said, no, $5,250. That's the price. And I told Steve, you know, I'm not going to buy a child at any price. Now, I was getting kind of offended, a little warm myself, a little offended by this father. Yeah, I mean, it was a disgusting situation. So it took Steve at least 20 minutes to explain to this, and I won't call him a father. I don't know what you call this. To explain, pimp maybe, to explain that I was a guest in his home, and I was only a gaijo. Now, to the gypsies, that meant I was a stupid Gentile. It was equivalent. And he told the guy, and I understood this part. He said, you don't want to sell your daughter to this gaijo. So he's pointing to me. So it all finally got sorted out. Thank God.
That child was not more than 9 years old, my friend, probably younger. Annie was sold to an Islamic man and suffered what amounts to sexual molestation by him for 2 years. When she was 15, her grandmother took pity on her because she learned she could see that either her father or her husband was going to kill her. So she arranged to have Annie Cyrus, that's an interesting namesake, Cyrus, the first king of the Persian Empire. But anyway, she arranged for Annie to be smuggled out of the country. Annie remembers asking her if her grandmother knew these men, and grandma said no. And she asked, would she be safe? And the grandmother said, maybe. Grandmother said, look, you will 100% be killed by your father or your husband. At least with these guys, you have a 50-50 chance to survive. Now, the moral of the story is that culture reflects our faith and impacts our children. A corrupt faith creates a corrupt culture, and every corrupt culture feeds itself on the weakest, and especially on the children and on the women. Children and women are not safe in a corrupt culture. Look what's happening to women in our culture. Look what's happening to children in our culture as we move away, farther and farther away from a biblically based Christian culture. Our women and our children are becoming prey, surrounded by predators. The only religion, really, the only faith, you check it out, that actually protects the weak and has a value system that actually enhances and elevates the importance of protecting women and children. And encourages and demands a sacrifice, even the ultimate sacrifice, to protect them. It begins, friend, with cultural values and attitudes toward conception and toward human life. That's why abortion is really a blow that has been literally unraveling our culture and causing it into a descent to this predatory behavior toward women and children. The other lesson is that freedom is only one generation from being lost. Reagan told us that repeatedly. And that one of the most important bulwarks against tyranny is an armed public. Iran, at the time, had a constitution nearly identical to ours, with one exception, no Second Amendment. We must never surrender our inalienable, divinely given right to keep and bear arms. Jesus told you to get a sword. Turn this around now, and let's retake every single inch that we have already given away to these liberty thieves. All right, it's time to move toward a close for today. Be in church tomorrow for messages that are going to blow your mind. As Lighthouse continues to launch its assault on satanic strongholds, from which Satan continues to launch his attacks on our liberties, the tower builders are getting panicked because we are starting to push back. Now, this time, they might just go full berserker. The One Worlders are marching forward with their agenda, constructing the beast's infrastructure to support his rise to power, to prepare for his coming. If you are familiar with Bible prophecy concerning the end of this world, you know that a one-world ruler will arise, the Bible calls the beast, the Antichrist, the man of sin. He will demand all mankind conform to his image, worship and bow down to it. He will take total control over your power to buy and sell, and making you wear the mark of the beast. His policies will include forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats. You know, he will compel mankind to worship the environment, to bow down, to worship nature on one hand, and then, ironically, defy nature on the other. And you're seeing it happen before your eyes. You will be compelled to worship nature in the environment, but you will be forced to deny your own nature as part of that environment. You will be compelled to sacrifice your children, your entire family, to the appetite of the beast, the one world government. Nimrod began this work long ago, the work to create a culture that is defiant against God, antichrist, anti-God, and that would worship a human leader instead of God and follow that human leader in a war against God. You can read about that in Genesis chapters 10 and 11. Okay, now get a load of what's coming down with today's tower builders. The men today who are continuing the work of Nimrod, operating under the influence of that spirit, trying to create the tower of rebellion against God, who are leading the people in the mantra, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. They speak against the Lord and his Christ and his people. Psalm 2, Acts 2, and so on. The World Economic Forum
is the leader of the modern tower builders. Schwab, Carl Schwab, is the founder and leader of that forum. That forum is dedicated to bringing the nations of the world and large corporate leaders together to help build a one-world government that is controlled by them, the elites. Schwab recently explained that, quote, fashion will be abolished by 2030, end quote. Listen, we're right up on schedule with their agenda here. 2030, folks, that's only a little over 6 years away. He said every human being will be in a uniform. The uniform will be gender neutral, and everyone will look the same. Individuality will be destroyed. It's the same thing Mao did in China. Forced the women to shave their heads, forced everyone to dress in a manner that identified with him, and that accentuated their community identity and de-emphasized their individual personality. This is what communism does. It destroys individuality and forces everyone into a common form, into identifying only with their human leader. Charles Schwab has been talking about a cashless society. Well, the beast is going to take over all control of buying and selling. You know that. You've heard about it, the mark of the beast. And a digital currency allows the government to control what you buy and tracks you everywhere you go. I've linked a video of a representative of the WEF explaining what benefits come from a digital currency. And among those benefits, the government can more easily block things it deems less desirable, like, say, ammunition. And that's quote, end quote, friend, Gates. You know, he's a WEF man, and he wants us all to quit eating meat. He wants to promote the idea that eating meat is cruel and bad for the environment, which we're supposed to worship. Recently, the FDA approved the sale of lab-grown meat in America. Bioengineered meat products can now be sold in restaurants and market shelves. And I understand from what I'm reading here that they have removed the requirement that the public be informed through fair labeling when they're buying bioengineered meat. Apparently, they're not going to have to put this on the labels. We were in a store this past week. I picked up a candy bar to examine whether it was 85% cocoa. That's what my wife likes to eat. So I was checking it out and noticed it said on the label, made from bioengineered material. What? I read that label out loud. Everyone heard me turn to see. I tossed it back on the shelf and I said, no way am I going to eat any bioengineered candy or food. That's why they don't want to put it on the labels, friends. That's why they don't want you looking at a menu in a restaurant that says bioengineered food. You don't get to have a choice in any of this. If nothing else about this bothers you, doesn't at least that bother you? You don't get to have a choice in any of this. They're pitching this to our kids as stopping cruelty to animals. Soon, Congress will introduce a bill. It'll be called the Bambi Protection Act. And I'm only sort of kidding. They're building the tower, folks. But you come Sunday to learn how we have the power to bring that tower down. God does not need to come do it for us. He's already given us the power, and in us and through us, he'll do it. He arranged for us to do it, and we'd better get on the job, and we'd better get started on it right now. I've lit the lamps of the Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button. Send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. God save America. And I'll see you.
Satan wants you to believe the world belongs to him and that you, Christian, have no say and no place in it. But the secret is out. Jesus is king and all mankind are his subjects. Satan has no right to rule an inch of territory in the earth. Learn how to claim the earth for Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com.